Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe O, Sammy P with you another hour here on this Football Friday. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. And now joining us like she does every week, Kelly in Vegas. We'll go over her favorite college football plays of the weekend. Kelly, I'll speak for myself. I'll let Sam answer in a moment, but I think you're right. You were out there on social media yesterday saying, I think Joe and Sam are believers now. I don't know. Where are you at, Sam? Are you a believer?
I believe in some things, for sure.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that's fair. No, here's the reality. Ariel and I talked to Gracie. We have some other people we talked to. I think you're allowed to pick and choose. Like, I had somebody tell me this was going to be a really bad year for me, and I said, I'm not subscribing to that. I'm going to have a great year. Have I had a bad year? No. Have I had a great year? No. But I think it's part of it's a mindset. And look, has Gracie been right about a lot of things in my life? She sure has. And I would just get your foot checked out. That's it. You know, get a second opinion. Maybe you just need to have it looked at. You don't want small things to turn into big things, right? She has convinced me to make some, I would call, life-altering decisions, and so far she's been correct. So we'll leave it at that.
Quick follow-up. Very quick follow-up. I noticed there was an Ariel and I talk to people. Is Ariel now, have you absorbed Ariel into the spiritual council?
So I think Ariel has been on her own journey, so I don't want to speak for her, but I think that there's been some questions that she's asked Gracie and others, and she's found some people of her own that she likes to talk to and consult with. And I would say, yeah, I think spirituality is an interesting thing, guys. You're going to go on your own wavelength, right? So last time I'm sitting there talking to Brett, and he's like, why is crypto in the tank? And I'm like, well, I told you that was going to happen. That's why I bought Zcash. And he just looked at me and shook his head. And I'm like, I say these things out loud and nobody listens, but then they ask me after the fact. Same reason why I bet against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So here we are.
Well, now it's funny. The tank is 75K or wherever we're at right now, right? A few years ago, that was not the tank. Like, that was very good. So it keeps rising. Look, like, your takeaway was feet. My takeaway was betting in groups of women. That was mine with Gracie. That, she threw that in there at the very end. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. It could be good or bad. I told my wife about it. She seemed a little concerned.
Well, I think you could decipher that in different ways. Maybe your wife's included in that group of women. Maybe you need to be around family members that are female when you're gambling. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways that could go into. Or you could just come hang out in Boston next time we're with Sammy P, and me and Ariel will stay closely next to you at the casino.
There we go. Perfect. Do we want to stick with Gracie? Anything else that we want to get to before we go into college football, Joe?
No, we can go to college football.
Wait, I want to stick with Gracie really quick because I know you guys asked her about the Chiefs, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Chiefs are my best bet this week. We can go. That's a good transition before we go to college football.
She said there's a lot of energy that's all over the place that she believes is going to be channeled in the right direction on Sunday, if I'm remembering correctly. I don't like to misremember like Roger Clemens. I like to remember. I'm pretty sure she said that all that energy is going to be channeled together and through the Colts. That's how I remember it, at least.
Okay. That's very interesting.
It's also noteworthy on the sports front. She gave us Ohio State around this time last year. Mm-hmm. And we said, what's the team? Georgia.
Yeah.
Ooh. A lot around Georgia, which is something that Paul was interested in because he mentioned a couple weeks ago that he was betting Georgia for the championship. And we saw what happened this past Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're not going to get any better of it unless something crazy happens. I mean, they're playing Charlotte this weekend. Like it's like either you bet it now, or you're probably already too late. Okay, Georgia. Yep. I'm going to look into that. I like it. Last year, I agreed with her on Ohio State. That was wonderful. I didn't ask her about college basketball. We hit Florida 40-1. I will say this. I did bet Iowa State 30-1 to win the national championship. Do I think they're going to win the national championship? No, I do not. But I did think that there was some solid value on them here in mid-November. I'm going to look for another team possibly over the next couple weeks as well.
Do you have a favorite college football bet? Where do you want to start?
You guys, my college football card is just disgusting this weekend. It's like I am always looking for those dogs around a touchdown range. I always get maybe one double-digit dog that I like. And, of course, this weekend it is just trash team after trash team. So if I have to pick my favorite trash pick of the week, it's Maryland. It is. I bet against Michigan last week. I gave you guys Northwestern last week. I can't believe Northwestern lost that game. There was a couple questionable calls, if you will. You know, walk-off field goal for the Wolverines. But this is not a bad Maryland team. I know on paper, having a six-game losing streak looks bad. But if you guys remember, I gave you them versus Wisconsin. I think that was week two or three. Week five or six, I gave you guys them versus Washington, and I still cannot believe they lost that football game. But here's the reality. A team that doesn't get to go bowling, they still have things to play for. They're bringing back their head coach. I don't know why, but they are. So this is a team that wants to play for him. And I'll say this. Now they get to play spoiler. And I think after a scare like last week, a lot of people are expecting Michigan to be on their A game. How are they going to be on their A game versus a Terps team that has just fallen off a cliff since they started the season fairly well? Before they go play Ohio State, riddle me that, Batman. I took the 14 with Maryland. Do I think Maryland can win this game? Probably not. I said that on my parlay video. Look, they're a 14-point underdog. Could you catch Michigan like Northwestern caught Michigan last week? Maybe looking ahead, maybe a couple bounces go your way. Bryce Underwood interception, wonky fumble. They are without their two top running backs. I like Maryland. I think it's worth a little teeny tiny money line sprinkle.
Northwestern loses +5 in the turnover margin. 5, not 3, not 4, 5. And they still find a way to lose that game. All right. You said the card is disgusting. What other games are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't get much more disgusting than Oklahoma State, right? But it really isn't. They're not a bad football program. Yes, all of the drama with Gundy kind of derailed their season, but you want to lay double digits with Central Florida, a team who's lost 6 of their last 7 games. And over the last 3, they've been outscored by an average of 23 points per game. I know Oklahoma State is not some offensive powerhouse, but Zane Flores last 2 weeks, 46 of 64. That's almost 72% through the air. They've only scored 14 points per game, though. That's my one thing. This defense is going to have to step up. UCF is just not a team that I think is going to get up big to play Oklahoma State. This is the bounce house that once was world-renowned for how awesome it was, and it's just no longer. With UCF reeling, I think the Cowboys have an opportunity to smell some blood in the water here and get a win over an FBS opponent. They're +425 on the money line. I don't know if 14 points is going to be enough to win this game. But you need UCF to score 28 to cover, and I just don't see that really being the case here. I could see it being a 21-10 final. Oklahoma State gets the cover. And That's really the reality there. And when you're betting these bad teams, to sit here and give an argument to the win is really tough. But I didn't like much this week in college football.
I think I'm going to add some Michigan State. I just got a text about 5 minutes ago that it's not sounding good for their second string quarterback who got hurt against Penn State. So now it looks like Michigan State's going to start, or potentially start. I'm not going to break news on the show. That's not my job. But very likely that Michigan State is going to start a true freshman quarterback three at Iowa. You can still lay 16.5 with the Hawkeyes. I mean, if you're a freshman quarterback going on the road, Iowa's probably one of the last places in the country you want to go to, right?
Defensively, I could understand that. Here's the thing. I love Jonathan Smith as an underdog. I played them last week, and then they stayed in the locker room at halftime. Like, it doesn't get much more frustrating than that from a team. And albeit Penn State's loaded with tons of 4 and 5 stars, Michigan State just isn't. No, I want no business of a third string true freshman quarterback on the road at Iowa, but be careful. Iowa is riddled with injuries. I think we saw that catch up with them last week there in the Coliseum.
With Kelly in Vegas here on BetSweats. So last week, your 100K Bloody Survivor started. That is,
yeah.
Bloody means you're picking two teams per week. And we remember last week in the NFL, it was all chalk. So everybody advances. And then I'm looking at it.
No, not that many people advanced. Well, I mean, people advanced.
Why? Most did, but still like 30-some got knocked out in a week that was all chalk. It didn't make any sense. And then I looked this morning, Kelly. There were 5 people that took the Bills last night. Mm-hmm. We've got 3 double-digit favorites. We've got a bunch of games that are higher than the 5.5 to 6 with the Houston game last night. And 5 still take the Bills. I don't get it.
Yep. And in the splash, splash, we're into 2 picks a week too. Last week, 194 got knocked out because they were trying to get cute and take teams like the Falcons that I said, we're going to lose the football game. Well, it's tough picking 2 a week. But like I told John Murray, he's like, do we really want to burn the Ravens? Yeah, we do. They're playing the Jets. We do want to burn the Ravens here because somebody else is going to try to get cute and take the Bills. Somebody else is going to try to get cute and take the Niners. Someone else is going to try to get cute and take some of these other teams that are going to lose the game outright. We are into November. Teams are getting healthier like the Niners. Yes, there are other teams that are more banged up. Ravens are not losing this game to the Jets. I don't know why you wouldn't use the Ravens. I understand if you're in a circus survivor and you need to save them for a holiday game. That is a completely different argument. But against the Jets this weekend, I think we're either taking Lions, Ravens, or Ravens, Seahawks as our double pick. And I don't think there's a reason to overthink it.
Yeah, Seattle's going to club this team.
You would think.
Club Tennessee.
I would absolutely think. I mean, Tennessee, at this point in time, I understand teams don't tank. Organizations want them to tank. And I keep saying, all right, when is Tennessee going to win another football game? I don't think they are. I don't think they are. They are not a good team. There is nothing exciting about Cam Ward. Sam Darnold would have to throw 3 picks to lose this game.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. As for Denver, I know you're a Broncos gal. John and I did a story for Fox. I asked for the Westgate's top 10 teams in the NFL from a power rating standpoint. He didn't have Denver in the top 10. Are you surprised by that?
He shouldn't. We talked about it on Kelly and Murray, actually. He brought it up. And I asked if they had the Patriots. And he said, yeah, Patriots were number 10. I said, here's the reality. There are people that love to say things on social media to me, and I like to incite a little riot here every once in a while. So last week, I get into it with Patriots fans. And then I decided, who's the most fraudulent team you want to ask me? I'll tell you. It's the Chicago Bears. And everybody's up in arms. And I'm like, you know who the number two fraudulent team is? It's the Denver Broncos, okay? The Denver Broncos fan is telling you her team's number two. Number three is the Patriots. There you go. No, I'm not surprised at all. Denver has been living and dying by this defense. Now, have they won a Super Bowl with a solid defense before? Yeah. But guess who their quarterback was? Peyton Manning. They had an offensive coordinator who was a statue on the field. That's how they won that Super Bowl. I want to believe. I want to be high on the Bo-cane, as all the Denver Broncos fans love to tell me. I'm just not. I don't think this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Could they win a playoff game? Sure. Are they going to win the AFC West? I said they were. But that was because I bet against the Chiefs. Like I said earlier in the show, I took the Chiefs under 11.5 wins. I took the Chiefs no playoffs. I took the Denver Broncos to win the AFC West. Those things are all very plausible, with also saying Denver has really overachieved this season.
Are you on the Bengals if Burrow plays?
I want to like the Bengals so bad, but you want to know why? It's because I want to bet against the Patriots. And those things don't always correlate, you guys. Did I play the Bengals in my Westgate Super Contest plus 8? Sure did. Just in case Burrow plays, you're getting a stale number. Also, picking 5 games a week is tough. Am I going to bet the Bengals with my own money? Probably not. I don't really trust this team either. No Ja'Marr Chase does not help that case. Are they marching Joe Burrow out a little early? Possibly. And that's something to think about as well. Patriots are not the freight train I want to step in front of. I can have discussions and hypothetical conversations with their fan base. With my own money, I got to be a little more conservative.
What about Bears Steelers?
I'm all over the Steelers. Are you kidding me? I'm all over the Steelers.
Let's go.
I love the Steelers in this spot. How can you not? I've been betting against the Bears all season long, and it's been burning me. I had the Vikings last week, and no, actually, I didn't. I take that back, because I had no Wi-Fi on my flight. Brett had to put in my Super Contest picks, and he couldn't get a hold of me, and he used the Bears, and I was pissed. I go, I love the Vikings. Nope, Bears win the game outright. Of course they do.
Wow.
That kickoff return sure helped them. Listen, they've been dying, living and dying by craziness happening, whether it's the Raiders game or the Vikings game, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to cash my Bears under 8.5 wins ticket. I love the Steelers this week. I think they are worth every single teaser spot you can find them in. Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, doesn't matter. There's no drop-off there between the two. But yeah, I'm not laying it with the Bears, that is for sure.
Kelly, thank you as always. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll do this again in a couple weeks, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff there. Kelly in Vegas talking to some Survivor NFL. Also, this ugly college football card is one of the last full cards of the season. Only get two more of those left. All right, on the other side, we will find out where the room is at. We'll play two-minute drill, go over some of the NFL games that we have not dissected yet. That is next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.